The Road to Winter. Winter, Book 1. Written by Mark Smith and read by Ben Hall. The wind picked up off the strait again, whistling hard and sharp through the coastal wattles. The bay has turned to whitecaps all the way out to the open ocean. The weather will force me and Rowdy indoors, laying low and huddling together for warmth. We can't risk a fire for fear of the smoke being seen. But at least now I've got time to take stock after the last few days of hunting and fishing. I get the rabbit traps out of the shed and oil the springs and plates, then run the chains through a greasy rag to keep them from rusting up. My hands are soon black with grime. There are big calluses on the palms and half circles of dirt under my nails. After 2 winters on my own, I've almost given up trying to stay clean. Sometimes when I walk past the mirror in the bathroom, I hardly recognize myself. My hair's long and matted, bleached by the sun, and my face is usually peeling, either from the wind or sunburn. I've tried hacking at my hair with scissors, but I think I made it worse. Once a month or so, I heat water for a proper wash, but mostly, I just rinse off in the ocean. Angari is deserted now. All the shops cleaned out, and most of the houses stripped of anything useful. Before the virus, when the town was still a town, we thought our isolation would save us. We were 2 hours' drive from the city, a little town with a pub, a couple of churches, and shops all lined up and looking out to sea. Early on, when we still believed it would all blow over, we followed the news reports and daily updates about quarantined areas. The health authorities tried to reassure everyone they had it under control. But when the hospitals were locked down and law and order fell away, people started panic buying. And there was the weather. I was only 13 then, but even I could see it changing. The summer's longer, the winter's shorter, the ocean staying warmer right through the autumn. The storms came more regularly. The king tides pushing right up the river valley and flooding the houses that used to sit well clear of the water. Up until the internet went down for good and all the communications fell away, phones, radio, everything, there were theories flying around about how the warmer climate was making everyone sick. The main road into town was barricaded and patrols were set up to stop people coming from the north. But they came anyway, finding their way down through the bush tracks to somewhere they thought would be safer. That's probably how the virus reached us. At first, I didn't really understand the seriousness of it. I was happy we didn't have to go to school. All summer, I'd been dreading moving to Wentworth High. Not because I didn't like school, but because it was so big and different and new. And of course, I'd always copped shit for my voice. For years, I had problems talking. I couldn't seem to form the words properly. It was like trying to talk with a mouthful of sand. So mostly, I just stayed quiet. Mum and Dad could understand me well enough, and Rowdy too. I didn't know it at the time, but everything I learned back then would help me survive. For as long as I could remember, I'd hunted rabbits up on the edge of the farmland, dived off the point for abalone and caught crays in season. I knew every nook and cranny of the tea trees along the dunes and every trail and bike track through the bush. I understood the weather patterns like they were a part of me. The big westerlies that pushed up the swell, the southerlies that brought the chill up from Antarctica, and in summer, the northerlies that blew the heat down off the inland.